have Brandon Stolz, athletic trainer. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Brandon. Appreciate toughed it out, people. Yeah, so yeah.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah, that's right. You bet it is. Well, Brandon, you're an athletic trainer, and I'm sure many people have seen you along the sidelines at many a sporting event, and I know you're busy all throughout the school season, but tell us a little bit about just what an athletic trainer is and what you do.
Yeah, perfect. An athletic trainer is a certified and licensed healthcare professional who practices in the field of sports medicine. We typically work under the direction of physicians or other medical professionals to provide preventative care, emergency response, and rehabilitative care for patients who receive injuries as athletes or while engaging in athletic activities. One of our main goals is to build relationships with coaches, athletes, and parents and kind of act as like a middleman between the doctors, athletes, and parents.
All right. Well, this is going to make me feel a little old, but how long have you been an athletic trainer here at Avera St. Anthony's?
It's hard to believe it's already been this long, but I've been here for 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had the privilege of working with a pretty great sports medicine team pretty much my whole time while I've been here. The medicine team is composed of Dean Benson, PA, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sig, and our podiatrist Dr. Luer, as well as family practice Dr. Brian Yunt. Our experienced team works together to meet all of our athletes' needs, and our goal is ultimately to get them back on the field playing as quickly and as safely as possible.
Yeah, and we're really lucky to have the professionals we have here at Avera St. Anthony's and the services that we have available just in case you do have a sports injury.
We're very fortunate, especially in a small town area like this.
You bet. So what schools do you cover, Brandon?
Well, I cover 6 schools currently. I do 4 outreach. I go to Summerland High School, Boyd County, Chambers, and Bartlett. And like I said, that's for outreach. And then I also cover 2 schools in town here, O'Neill Public and O'Neill St. Mary's, primary for full-time for games, practices, and such like that. Yeah. So.
And for the area schools, what services do you provide? I'm assuming you're not just on the sidelines and get in for free, right?
No, yeah. Definitely one of the perks of the job for sure. But I do cover all the home games and practice over the in-town schools during the spring and the fall, especially with the big topic of discussion in today's world. We offer impact testing. This is a baseline test that we give to all 7th, 9th, and 11th graders. It's a computerized neurocognitive test. We use this as a tool to refer back to whenever an athlete is suspected or recovering from a concussion. A lot of concussion data is subjective, but this gives us some objective data to kind of go back and actually see some numbers on it. It's very helpful. In the wintertime, we also offer alpha testing. That's for wrestlers. It kind of helps to establish a safe minimum wrestling weight. And then in the summertime, we offer our 6-week sports metrics camp. And that'll be coming up shortly as well. So.
So the sports metrics camp, I know this is something that we bring up every year, but it obviously happens during the summer, but they'll be getting some information about that. Tell us a little bit more about the sports metric camps and what happens at that.
Yeah. It's a 6-week sports metrics camp. And what that is it's a comprehensive jump training program. It combines plyometrics, strength training, and flexibility. It is a scientifically proven program that reduces the risk of knee injury, increases jump power, and improves leg strength for sports like soccer, basketball, volleyball, sports that involve pivoting, cutting, or jumping. It is an ACL injury prevention camp, so kids tend to hurt their knees, blow out knees when they land incorrectly, so this teaches them at a young age how to land properly. This camp this year will be going from June 10th to July 18th. Like I said, it's a 6-week camp with 3 sessions each week, so 18 total sessions. Each session is about an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and they all have pre-testing and post-testing results to kind of compare your results. Most of the kids in the past, not most, but I would say over half have been repeat attendees.
Oh, okay.
They have enjoyed the camp, and they've also seen some results. One of my favorite things is I really enjoy working with the athletes just to kind of see how they progress and develop over their career. And that's kind of one of the benefits for me, I guess, to kind of see how the outcomes kind of turn out.
How do kids get signed up for this, Brandon?
We'll have sign-up forms out shortly to the high schools, and there'll be informational flyers with that as well. I also hope to have flyers out at the hospital as well as our Facebook, Avera St. Anthony's hospital page. So.
All right, cool. Yeah, and like we said, you work with a lot of kids out there, and I know it's very important that they stay healthy. Whatever sport they're participating in, what are we into now? We're into track and golf.
We're into track season, golf season. A little bit slower, but you definitely see a lot more of those chronic overuse type of injuries and after coming out of, fall sports into winter sports and now finishing with the spring sports, kids kind of tend to get run down by the end of the year here.
Sure.
So,
And hopefully we start feeling a little more like track weather.
I said at the beginning, it started out like track weather, a 70-degree day followed by a nice snowy day the next day. It definitely feels like track season.
Definitely. Well, Brandon, we appreciate what you do with our area kids here at our area schools, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. Brandon Stoltz, athletic trainer at Avera St. Anthony's.